It's August 25th. This is Scott Bergwin with KSOW Radio in Cottage Grove. We are once again talking with Karen Meredith, mother of Lieutenant Ken Ballard, who was killed in Iraq in May of 2004. I'm hoping I'm remembering that right. Good morning, Karen.
Good morning, and you do have it right.
Okay, how can we forget, right?
Right.
There's way too many to remember, that's why.
Well, and he was killed the night before Memorial Day, and I found out on Memorial Day. This year, the anniversary was on Memorial Day, so not an easily forgotten date for me.
No, I can imagine it, of course, never will be. I remembered a question that I don't think we went into. If I remember this correctly, was Ken one of the soldiers that was affected by the stop-loss program or the stop-loss order?
Not stop-loss, but he was extended.
He was extended.
He was a member of the 1st Armored Division, and his unit had turned in their weapons on April 3rd of 2004, and they were ready to march out of Baghdad. The 1st Cavalry had come in to replace them, and they suffered so many losses that first week. And as they told us, the mission has not been completed, and they were operationally extended. And I'll never forget those words. For 120 days, no one had been killed in their unit before that, and after the extension, 4 of them were killed.
Well, that's so stop loss would have been if he was about to get out of the service.
Right. Yeah. So I guess they stop loss them in Baghdad to keep them from coming home.
Well, that's just adds to the tragedy, and I'm sure the anger on some level over the whole thing.
Yeah, and that's one of my arguments is that you didn't plan for this war. You didn't plan for the peace that we're, obviously the mission has been completed on May 1st of 2003, according to our president, but how many soldiers have been killed since then? And today the number's 1873.
Right. I'm looking at the one of the Camp Casey websites this morning, and it looks like you have big plans coming up. Of course, every day there's plenty going on. I immediately caught on that they're calling for caravans of people to come to Camp Casey, to Crawford, this Saturday. That sounds like with a hoedown and a barbecue, I guess, afterwards.
I sit in these meetings, and I don't know what they figure out. Until people like you tell me, it's like, oh, okay, well, that's good to know.
Well, I'm glad I can be of service.
Thank you. I'm so glad I have to find out from Oregon when I'm even here. But no, there's a lot of planning meetings going on. Of course, our president has not heard the last from us. And I think people in Oregon and all over the states, the people who spend the time to drive down here and be here, they don't want this to end, and they, feel empowered. And so I think some big news will be coming out of here in the next few days of kind of what our plans are for the next several months.
Right. I did see also a story from Reuters saying that Gold Star Families for Peace folks and others will be following the president wherever he goes from Crawford after this.
Yeah, that's what I hear.
Well, and I think that's, obviously that takes a lot of planning and energy to maintain that momentum. I think it's very important. I felt that from the very beginning of this, that we need to be wherever he is and wherever the people in his administration go to speak about the war or speak about anything.
Well, I don't know that I've heard it used, and I don't know if it's the official term, but they're calling it the Dog Bush Tour.
The Dog Bush Tour.
They're gonna dog him wherever he goes. And so far, he was in Salt Lake City, and he was in Idaho, and we'll be going back to Washington, too, so...
Right. Well, there was news of quite a number of people at the small little resort town in Idaho that he was at that got the news, too, that the town has 100 or 200 people, and there was at least that many people there to protest and to call attention to the war and demand that Bush answer the questions.
And isn't that great? And, in Salt Lake City, the mayor
right.
of Salt Lake City, we're not talking, podunk. And he called for the protest. So I think politicians are starting to realize this isn't what their constituents want. They need them to speak out and represent them more. With the numbers falling for support for the president, they better start reevaluating what their, you know, what their mission is, and how they want to, if they want to stay, remain legislators. Because I think people just really are tired of being pulled instead of we, the people.
Well, Right. I think that it is time for those that those politicians to realize that actually taking a stand. There's been, unfortunately, so few since the beginning that if, that's, as you say, that's beginning to change. But you know, you've got the Dennis Kuciniches and the Maxine Waters or Barbara Lees that have been resolute and against the war from the very beginning. Mm-hmm. But it's time for. It's time for the others to start coming around and not being
Right, the biggest piece of evidence, or I suppose the biggest change, so it, we, it can be done, is Walter Jones from North Carolina.
Right.
Walter Freedom Flies Jones, who I did meet in Washington, and he cried with us in his office. There were two other Gold Star families, and he is just feels so betrayed that, you know, we didn't know what they knew, what the administration knew going into this. So, mm-hmm. you know, that will stay with him for his whole life. And he writes a letter to every single family. You know, I wondered why a Republican from North Carolina was writing to me, but when he told the story, it made perfect sense. He just wants it to end.
Right, and he, if I remember right, what I read, you know, initially he came out, he basically feels, he knows he's been lied to.
Right.
And been deceived, right. I think is the word he used, but... Same, right?
Oh, yeah, well, you know, what word do you want to use today?
Yes, yes. So, how many interviews have you done already this morning?
This is the one, two, this is my third one.
Oh, well.
Yeah, it's still early, you know.
It's right, right. And so there's still obviously plenty of people around, plenty of media around getting interviews and from...
The White House press corps came back yesterday with the president.
Right.
So they didn't get back until later on. Oh, right around the same time that Cindy came back.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a couple of press corps people that I saw around that I hadn't seen before. But when she got back, there was just a flurry of excitement, you know, and I think there was twice as much press at the airport as there were us. And the poor other passengers were a little bit unsuspecting, you know.
Uh-huh.
Oh, welcome to Waco. And so I was interviewed yesterday by Good Morning America, who was here,
mm-hmm.
and a German TV show, or German TV news, and there's a lot of documentarians down here.
Oh.
And then our local ABC affiliate from San Francisco has been down here for the last several days, kind of getting a feel for what's going on, and I think they're enjoying themselves. I know they're working hard, so.
So do you have a lot of foreign press that's there?
A fair amount.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been, prior to my coming down here, I had interviewed with the BBC Latin America
mm-hmm.
and a Brazilian newspaper. I couldn't read it very well. It was in Portuguese.
Ah.
But I saw my name.
Yes. Saw your name. Well, let's hope that
yep.
all the words that surrounded it were
right.
Were as accurate as possible.
I think so. And it's just the interest, the human interest part of it, I think, is that they just really want to tell the stories of all the Gold Star families
mm-hmm.
and let people in the world know that, you know, not everybody does support President Bush.
An important message, because
I
think that the, especially with the results of the last presidential election, I think that shocked, to tell you the truth, shocked a lot of people around the world, because they wanted to believe that we were, you know, we wanted that we were going to change things here in the United States.
We had learned our lesson.
Right. And we could go into the election and how fair it was and all that, but that's, we'll save that for another time.
Yeah.
I did want to point out there are people listening to this that may not know that Cindy did return to Camp Casey yesterday afternoon. Was that correct?
Yeah, about 4:30.
All right. And I'm sure that was quite an event in itself.
Well, I think it was quite overwhelming for her because she had never seen the site.
Mm-hmm.
Or
the second camp, right.
House that Casey built, or the house that Sydney built.
Mm-hmm.
And And of course, being back in California for several days and having the lovely weather that we enjoyed down there, and then coming back into the heat, and then of course all the people that were excited and waiting to see her. So I think it was kind of overwhelming for her. But she said half her heart had stayed in Crawford, wherever she was, so she was real happy to be back.
Obviously, hundreds, or a couple hundred anyway, people are still there. And then Joan Baez, I didn't realize that. She has stayed around as well.
I know. She's just part of the gang now. Joan, how are you doing?
I wish I could get a copy of her singing Joe Hill. And maybe I'll keep looking.
She sang it again last night.
Oh, my. I'd love to have that one. The live, especially the live version of that, that'd be wonderful.
Now, there were a lot of people recording it, so yeah, I would hope that someone would post it pretty soon.
Yeah, I'll keep looking for it. I'm going to do something here right now. I'm sitting on the computer. I'm going to, just for out of interest, I'm going to Move America Forward, their website.
Well, we heard yesterday that they're coming down here, and I'm going to try and put it as I heard it, and demand a debate with us.
Okay.
Yeah, and I don't think that's going to happen. You know, we're not looking to confront them, mm-hmm. nor would we confront, you know, have them confront us. We all share, you know, very painful tragedy, and but we all have different opinions, and that's why our children died.
Right. Well, you know, if they really mean a true debate, like you give us one or two of your folks and we'll sit and we'll have two of ours and we'll do it in a true debate format, that could be very interesting. But I have a feeling what they mean is more like shouting at you across the road or something like that.
Well, that's my sense. It's like sitting Mr. O'Reilly down with somebody who's really fair and reasonable. I don't think that they would stay within the lines. And I shouldn't even say that, but that's the sense from the tour, all of the news that we're getting out of it.
Right. Well, that's from the stuff I've been reading from other places as well, people who have comments about this organization and some of the people that are involved. I know what you mean. It's the kind of thing where you can't really debate because the person, like the O'Reilly, just shouts over you.
Right, they don't want to.
Right, all right.
And then, of course, well, they wouldn't debate us. So, you know, if we engage in them at all, we've discussed this a lot. If we engage them at all, then it's just they'll use it for their purposes. And,
right.
We've established that we've got a good message that America wants to hear, and I think they're going to continue to hear it from us.
Yeah, very good. You continue to be impressed with for a spontaneous act, and I'm sure there's plenty of people, pro-war people, who want to convince themselves that this has totally been planned for years, you know, or something. That all the various groups they like to associate Cindy and you all with, you know, somehow conspired to do this. That for a spontaneous act, it's incredible how organized.
Well, I can assure you that this has not been planned, because I sit in some of the planning meetings and the coordinating meetings. Like I said, I don't know until somebody tells me what we've actually decided. So,
right. So
I'm going to be leaving Crawford today, but I'll be back on Monday.
Okay.
On Monday afternoon.
All right.
So if you want to still keep in touch.
I will, yes, I can. I will be back. I'm actually leaving for the weekend myself today, so I won't be able to do interviews until Monday morning. And I did. I found out last night that Steve DeFord, he is coming down today. He's probably in the air right now as we speak. And
oh, that's great, because and do you know if Michelle's coming back?
We're working on that.
She had talked about it.
Yeah, we're working on that. We're putting the word out, trying to find someone to house sit for them, because they have two dogs, so that she can get back down there as well. And,
well, I think that somebody should generously do that. I'd love to see Michelle. And I met Steve once.
Right.
So I think it's the last 3 days are going to be pretty amazing down here.
Okay, well, I'll tell you a little story.
Okay.
Last March 19th, the second anniversary of the invasion, although, you know, now after the Downing Street minutes and other revelations out of Britain, where they seem to have a harder time holding on to their secret documents.
Thank goodness.
It appears really that the war started in September. So really the third year anniversary comes in September when they massively increased the bombing and under the guise of the no-fly zone, but we're basically preparing for the invasion. But anyway, aside from that, the story is that on March 19th, we had what we called a memorial peace procession here in Cottage Grove. Cottage Grove is a town of a population of just reached 9,000 recently. And we called on people from around the state to come and join us, and we put together these prayer flags of all the names of U.S. and coalition soldiers killed, and also about 700 Iraqi children's names that we obtained, strung it all out in one string. It went out over a half a mile long, and walked through town. It was just a wonderful. It had those colorful rainbow peace flags and other things, and it was wonderful. And the point of the story is that at the front was Michelle and Steve DeFord and some other members of their family carrying a picture. And they also, we didn't have very many speakers, but they both spoke. And they were, of course, a highlight to the whole procession, the whole event. And they really, in a sense, put our event on the map just by them volunteering to come down and be part of it. Because obviously, I mean, the legitimacy that the Gold Star family member lends to any event is phenomenal, and it blew us away. And
well, people need to understand how difficult it is for us to get up and speak out. So
Right. Knowing
that we have the support of our communities, and it's almost as if they have their hands on our back, that don't worry, you're not going to fall, because we're here and we feel the same way too.
Right. And it's amazing how, I mean, you said this is your third interview today. I'm sure you've lost track of how many interviews you've done, how many times you've had to tell the story.
Right.
And I hope that that's healing for you and all the others, but I can imagine it could get to the point where it's, oh my gosh, I got to tell this again, you know. Again, my experience has been that all of you are just incredibly, you stay very fresh. Your message stays fresh. Certainly there might be weariness, which is understandable, but I don't hear the, oh my gosh, you know.
Not again.
Yeah. Does this person know that I just answered this question? You know.
Well, I suppose, yeah. And this might be an interesting factoid for you. The question that I've been asked the most is, well, the couple of them, obviously, what would you say to the president?
Mm-hmm.
But, and with his recent statements, how do you feel when he says you're weakening your position weakens the country?
Mm-hmm.
Which, as I told Cindy, I said, boy, that makes you a pretty powerful person, doesn't it?
Yeah.
So I just think he's kind of grasping at facts that aren't being supported.
Right, and it's amazing, and I use that word a lot these days, amazing. It is amazing, though, to me, that I would have thought, and I'm sure this is true for you as well, that when the Downing Street minutes were exposed and the other documents that went with them, that would have been a really tough time for the president, but they seem to have skipped right over that one.
So just kind of shoo-shoo, well, that's just a detail, and that was 2 years ago, so what's happening now?
Right.
And
right.
That's the attitude. It's like, well, why is that important?
Right.
That was years ago.
Right, and that's whenever anybody asks me, why are you against the war, that's where I start. I don't start with the Downing Street memos, except for to mention them, but to say the war is based on a lie.
Mm-hmm.
Where else do you need to go?
Right.
You know,
right.
The lie doesn't go away, and I'm
that's
sure
because you stop talking about it.
Right, and I'm sure in the context of the war in Iraq, people like your son, Ken, and others have done good things in the context of the bad thing, if you know what I mean, because people say, well, we've done good things over there. Well, I'm sure that's true. You know, that there's...
And it is true, but,
right.
You know, we've also done some things that aren't very good.
Right.
And have forced our soldiers to do things that aren't very good.
Mm-hmm.
So...
Right. So I one more question for you, and then
sure.
We'll let you go on to your fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh, and so on interviews.
Having a press conference at 10:30.
Oh, okay.
So.
All right. I had asked Michelle DeFord, also fellow Gold Star family member, Gold Star Families for Peace member, Where was basically her inspiration? Where did it come from? Where did she basically get her learning? You know, because it's one of the things that's been very impressive is that, in fact, I was talking to Michelle last night about this, that a lot of people want to cast the Gold Star family members and others as you're just, well, you know, you're upset, you're grieving, and your emotions are carrying you away. And it's quite the opposite has seemed true to me. Obviously, there's a lot of emotion, a lot of grieving, but you are folks who have done your homework. You have, you read, you listen, you watch, you know, you've have come to your truth through a lot of effort, and not just it's not a totally emotional response, if you know what I mean.
We can be.
Yes. Oh, yes.
We can be. Mm-hmm. But we try not. I mean, that is part of the story. And sometimes we cry and when we're speaking, and sometimes we don't. But I think all of the families that I know, we really do try and do our homework. And I'm glad that you noticed that, because I don't want people to, you know, shoot holes in my argument. Because mm-hmm. if I can prove, you know, this is a fact, mm-hmm. you know, whatever you believe, but this is a fact and there's evidence to prove that, then they really have to go on to their next argument.
Right. Right. Or shout at you.
Oh, well, they do that too. Somebody flipped us off yesterday when we were driving by. So yeah. I hope that made them happy.
Yes, that happens with us on a daily
yes.
basis at our vigils.
I
even have one guy in our town that I can just be walking down the street any time of day. He drives by in his pickup and he flips me off. So, you know, it's good to feel alive.
Yes, it is. It really is. Enjoy your weekend.
Yeah, thank you very much. You too. And return home safely, and then I hope you do get back, if that's your plan, to get back.
Oh,
to
yeah, MKC. I booked my ticket this morning.
Okay.
So I'll be back Monday afternoon, but I'll make sure I talk to Steve, and I'll ask how his interviews went with you.
Okay. Hopefully I will talk to you next Monday, and I have one other question. Did you hear how the caravan to the Veterans Hospital went yesterday? At all?
No, I didn't really
okay.
hear, because I was in a caravan to the airport.
Okay.
So.
All right. That's it's still important to note that it was done, and we'll seek out information from that somewhere else. Okay. Well, thank you very much, Karen, and I'll just let people know that I've been talking to Karen Meredith, Gold Star Families for Peace from Mountain View, California, and mother of Lieutenant Ken Ballard, who was killed in Iraq in May of 2004. And thank you very much again, Karen. Have
thank
a good
you.
And productive day.
Okay.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye.